You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 961. Today's Devo is called Made by Mercy. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome back to the My Morning Devo. And you're listening this week to my sister and I. My name is Gabby Alessi, and I'm here with my sister, Stephanie. And we're just excited that we get to be a part of this devotional, and now we get to continue on with this. And we want, again, to thank Allison for what she's created and what she started, that we get to just take the baton and run with it. And so, because we want you to get to know us a little bit and get to know all of the girls in our family, each week, one of us will host, and then the other sister, will take on and will give you the devotional. So all week, you'll be hearing from my sister, Stephanie. So Stephanie, take it away.
Good morning, everybody. Again, we are so happy to be doing this together. My Bible verse that I will be talking about today is 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And this is the part I want us to really remember today. Verse 10, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Mm. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Wow.
This verse has really been speaking to me lately because it has reminded me of a short season I went through. Actually, the season went a little longer than I wanted it to. About a year ago, when I was pregnant with my second child, Matthew, I had just had Gianna. She was a year old. No, she was 8 months old, and I had gotten pregnant again, unplanned, with my second child, Matthew, and I was thrown into this life of motherhood. Of course, I was excited to have children. I had always wanted children, but I didn't plan it really well. And I just found myself pregnant back to back very quickly. Well, God bless me with those two babies. Yeah. That's the best way to look at it. But it was a lot all at once. And if you're a mother, you kind of understand that your identity is completely stirred once you start having children. Mm-hmm. Who you were before without children is not who you are now once you have children. You completely change. And what they don't tell you is you don't quite know who you're changing into. And you have these new interests. You have this new brain because most of your brain is wiped away once you have children. And you have this new identity. You have this new schedule. You have a new relationship with your friends. You have a new relationship with your parents. You are a completely new person once you start having children. And it's a beautiful thing, but it is a very hard thing to work through because you don't quite know yet who you are.
Yeah.
You don't quite know yet what your identity is. And you start to grapple for ways to find out what your identity is. And, you know, this happens to mothers, but this could also be you going into a new season where you're going to a new university, you're starting off in a new job, you're going to, you move to a new city, you are freshly married, whatever it is, you just turned 18.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. It could just be you in a season where you don't know who you are. And in those seasons, it's normal for us to start looking for ways to build our identity. And we turn to the petty things like style, the music that we listen to, the books that we read, the shows that we watch, our sense of humor, the friends we hang out with. We try to find ways to create our identity. Yeah. I was trying to use everything in my power to create my identity. And it all just came up short for me.
Mm.
Nothing really helped me discover who I was. So I did what I could only do, and I went back to the Word, and I found this verse that said, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
Yeah.
Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And I love how Scripture ties identity, you are the people of God, to the mercy of God.
Mm.
And it showed me that my identity is not made through small, petty things like the clothes I wear or the hobbies that I have, but it's made by the mercy of God.
Wow.
So what that helps me understand is there's freedom. I have all the freedom in the world to change my hobbies every day, and it's not going to determine who I am. Mm-hmm. That gives me the freedom to change up my style, and it does not determine who I am. Mm-hmm. The seasons can change, but I can change along with those seasons, but that is okay because the core of who I am is made by the mercy of God. Mm. That's why you talk to those old church ladies and they say, by the grace of God,
it's true.
I got here.
Yep.
And let that give you freedom today that you may not know exactly who you are yet. You're still learning what it is you like. You're still trying to figure out who you are. And that's okay because who you are at the core of who you are is made by the mercy of Jesus Christ. If you have mercy from God, then you have identity. If you are walking in God's grace, then you are walking in his identity. And that will never, ever fail you. You will never run out of the mercy of God. It's new every single morning. So let me pray over that this morning. God, I just pray right now that every single person listening to this podcast will feel the mercy of God in their heart, in their soul, and in their mind today. Thank you, Jesus, for a mercy that is new every morning. Father, allow everybody to walk throughout their day, walk into their week, walk into their month with a fresh knowing and knowledge that their identity is not found in the small, petty things, but it is found in your mercy, which never comes up short. It always fulfills us. It always gives us the joy we need. Your mercy is what helps us start fresh every single morning and what helps us end fulfilled every single night. So God, we ask for more of your mercy. We ask that we could see more of your mercy every day. And Father, we thank you for your mercy. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.